Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. 2 months from today, Election Day 2020 will be over. And before we say a big alleluia to that, keep this in mind, that while the 24-hour day of election will be over, the drama and the tensions, no doubt, will still be there. The results may be very well contested. None of which should be a surprise. After all, we're in the year 2020, and why not throw an election into the mix of this crazy year? But long before this extraordinary year, long before 2020, the reality of tensions and strife had been present. While there was no social media to stoke the coals, it was certainly present in the day of Jesus. Political tensions between Rome and the Jews. It has been present in human relationships from the original sin. Strained and broken, sometimes shattered relationships due to sin. Our Lord is familiar with all of this. In fact, it's why he came in the first place. Jesus Christ came to us to do one thing, to reconcile us to God. And so deep was that wound of division, so deep was that wound of tension, that it would take God, the true, the living, the eternal God, to heal it. And heal it he did. Jesus, the eternal Son of the Father, came to us. He became one of us. He spoke truth. He gave his life. And in so doing, he reconciled all to the Father. All who receive him can know the unity that his reconciliation accomplished. But more than accomplishing reconciliation for us, Jesus Christ entrusted to us that very work of sharing his mission, of sharing and bringing his reconciliation to this world. Today and next week, we will be reading from Matthew 18. And this chapter of Matthew is all about that work of reconciliation. Today, we read about fraternal correction and reconciling to our brothers who have wronged us. But before this word is shared by Jesus, he gives a parable. The parable of the lost sheep. And in that parable, we see the two qualities of God that make for reconciliation. Generosity and courage. Courage. We're told that this shepherd leaves the 99 sheep to go after the one. What courage to do that? That action makes no sense, to go after one, to forsake the 99, and yet we have a God who did that. And when he finds that one, he is so generous in his time and his joy and his love that he tells us there's more joy over that one than over the 99. Such is our reconciling God, who is courageous and generous in his desire to find all, to heal all, to bring all back to himself. Now, it's one thing for a shepherd to find a sheep. It's another thing for us to be reconciled to our brothers and sisters. And that's what the Lord talks about today. three commands. When your brother does wrong, go to him. That's the first thing Jesus tells us to do, to go. And it's certainly easier to hide and avoid. It's easier to tweet on Twitter or broadcast from a basement than to go to our brother. And to the extent that we fail to go, fear, anxiety, maybe even hatred and hardness of heart can penetrate our minds and our lives. It takes courage to go. But that's the command of the gospel. Go to your brother. Part two is, tell him the wrong. In other words, speak truth. Not just your truth and his truth, but the truth. As developed as our communication is in 2020, it might be said that the quality of our communication has never been more poor. In part, it's because we live in such a relativized world where you have your truth and I have my truth and that's that. It's not only our avoidance of one another, our lack of going to the other, but also our lack of common ground, our lack of truth. And my brothers and sisters, there is truth. There is right and wrong. And how important it is that that be spoken and shared with love. To go to our brothers and sisters, to speak the truth with love. And then we listen. Four times in today's gospel, Jesus uses that word, listen. In other words, we wait for a response. And regardless of whether the other wants to be reconciled or not, so long as we go, so long as we speak truth in love, we are on the way to peace. And my friends, that is our duty. That is our mission. And there will be no peace of mind or heart, no peace in human relationships, unless we go. Unless we speak truth and we be present to the other. This demands courage and generosity. It also demands a new vision. For where our world sees problems, the gospel sees persons. Where our world sees just mere opinion, our gospel proclaims a beautiful truth. Where our world seeks just to agree to whatever, our gospel allows for honesty and disagreement. There is truth. Over the coming months, it will be easier to hide in ourselves, to remain silent, and to just agree to whatever. But Christians don't do that. At the end of every Eucharist, we are told to go. And we do go. And we need then to find ways of speaking, aware that Jesus has reconciled the world to himself, aware that he went from the Father to us, aware that he spoke words of truth to us, and he waits for us. And he reconciled us. Aware of all of that, we too, as Christians, go forth to our brothers and sisters, speaking truth, and waiting and being available for a response. My friends, there are people in your life this week who are waiting for that. Each one deserves the dignity of our love, our respect, our attention, the dignity of the truth. Let us not be afraid to engage that. Let us go forth, speaking the truth in love and being instruments of God's reconciliation to this fallen world. Today, as we begin and hear these words from Matthew 18, let us pray for the gift to live it, to be His courageous and generous witnesses in this world that has so many needs. God be with you today.